Facey and Jay Spoon.
It's East Coast Radio, KZN's at number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hang on, Stacey and Jay Spoon. Now, today, I'm getting into my soulful bag. Today, we are not just turning up the volume. We're turning up soul. Joining us right now is the man whose voice has been described as Velvet Thunder.
That's very specific.
Come on now. A voice that has filled concert halls, soothed hearts, and won over millions across the globe. He is an 8-time Grammy nominee and a 2-time winner. A true jazz giant that we all love.
Yeah, no, listen, I think that's
a legend.
At this rate, Jay might be trying to get in as a backing vocalist. We don't know exactly what's going to happen after this. Let's see how it goes. He is also the dude behind timeless tracks like Liquid Spirit and, of course, Hey Laura. And now he is back in South Africa for his Love is King national tour with sold-out shows and a Durban debut that has quite literally been years in the making. From NYC to Durban ICC, this artist is more than a musician. He is a storyteller, a soul healer.
Man.
And quite frankly, a cultural icon. Allow us to welcome the one and only Gregory Potter.
Welcome.
Okay, so Gregory, all protocol observed, welcome back to South Africa. You have said before that music is a humble and honest expression of love and life. What does Love is King mean to you personally, and how does that message come alive in this particular tour?
I think that when Love was King is a reminder to all of us that the most important thing in life is love. A romantic love, love of place, love of humanity. These are the things that really bring about progress in any life, in any people. And when I say when love is king, I think I mean the desire to get back to or get to a place of love being first and foremost, and how it manifests itself in the music. Everything that I sing about in one way or another is in some idea of lifting up the name of love. Yeah.
Hey man, I must say, you are very talented, and we are here for it. Can't wait to see you live in South Africa. Your voice has been compared to legends like Nat King Cole and Donny Hathaway. Yet you've carved out a sound that's unmistakably your own in some way, right? How do you balance honoring the greats while staying true to your own musical identity?
I'm aware of the influence that Nat King Cole, Donny Hathaway, Lou Rawls, Al Jarreau. I'm aware of the, should I say, the energy that they've put into music and the music that I love. And I'm aware of the, in a way, the influence and license to sing songs that underline love. I think of Nat King Cole's Nature Boy. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. I mean, that, you know, I'm always trying to get to that point in a song. I can't wait to get to that point in any song that has that, you know, profound of meaning. And so, you know, like any artist, you're aware of the influence that's around you, but you have to have it come through your own understanding and your own life experiences, and that will create something new and unique, influenced by something, but distinctly yours.
Interesting.
Okay, so your first performance in Durban will be on the 15th of November, which is now. It's now. So when you step on the stage, what do you hope the audience is going to feel or that they're going to take away from your music?
When I come to Durban and step onto the stage, I hope the audience feels the intention of my music, the intention of my band. Our intention is to make people feel good with music, to open them up to see something, to feel the timbre and the rhythm, melody and harmony, and how it wraps itself around real life. And I hope I can do that. There's a great tradition of music and in South Africa, and you know, I would love to just honor that from my place in America. I hope that my voice and my songs are a gift to all of the places and all of the South Africans that I sing for. And I hope that's as the case.
So South Africa has such a rich jazz heritage, right? From the greats, or Hugh Masekela to Abdullah Ibrahim. How does performing here connect with your own musical journey and influences?
Hugh Masekela lived for a time around the corner from where my career started in New York City, St. Nick's Pub. His energy and his style has, in a good way, infected many American jazz musicians. Without question, the license to sing about love and protest and the lifting up of a people, fearlessly interjecting politics and righteousness into the music, telling our stories, telling the stories of struggle, both with his horn and with his voice. An extraordinary artist, I think, a gift to the world, not only South Africa or United States, really a gift to the world. I had the opportunity to speak with him about music and to watch him perform on stage. And at a very elevated age, I watched him, you know, squat down almost to the floor.
Yeah.
And come back up and you know, excite the crowd like he was a 19-year-old pop star. And so he was just really an extraordinary artist. And I was honored to meet him and to see him perform.
Stunning. Okay, last question, because I'm sure that you have other things you need to do. You performed in South Africa at the Joy of Jazz Festival back in 2014, then again in 2015, and then as a solo artiste in 2023. What can fans expect at your 2025 Love is King concert tour? Give us the deets.
I come to South Africa so infrequently, I feel like doing a full cross-section of all of my music, maybe some of the messages that I want the South African people to feel from me. If love is overrated, no love dying. When love is king, on my way to Harlem. These are like my song offerings that I hope that they will be enjoyed by the South African audience. Yes, it's really special to me. Every time that I've performed in South Africa, it's been an extraordinary exchange, musical exchange of love. People singing bits of my song back to me. Just an extraordinary feeling. And I look forward to continuing this relationship. Yeah, it's been magical for me, and I'm thankful to have this relationship.
A massive thank you to Gregory Porter for spending time with us this afternoon. And
shout out,
Durban. I don't want to be that gore, but the show is happening now, on the 17th.
Get your tickets, man.
Because you don't have them. And then it's the 17th. Now you're crying tears, yeah. And you're messaging us. Jay and I are good. We're not that good. We're trying to organize our own free tickets. So you go and grab some tickets. All the details available, ecr.co.za.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.